98.1 KZE. It is Wednesday. Wednesday is Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Pulse. My friend Francesca Hoffman is in the house today. You may know her from around Kingston. She owns the Unicorn Bar, and you're also a really incredible musician in your own right. Welcome to KZE. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a weird day, so we're just going to like talk about stuff.
Yeah, it's a very weird day.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm very tired.
Yeah.
We're here, though.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to be here.
You know, all you can do is just like, just keep doing what you're doing. You can't let them see you sweat.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I just had a meeting with my bar lead at the bar, which we do every Wednesday. And she came in and she was in tears a bit. And then I was just like, we have our purpose. We have our mission and we have to just keep going.
Yeah.
And that kind of changed the tone of the conversation. And then we're just like, all right, we're going to do the thing.
Yeah. Well, Unicorn is specifically a queer space.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it's kind of great to have like a mission to cling to right now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of people have talked about, oh, like maybe we'll leave the country if this happens or migrate somewhere else. But not everyone can afford to do that. A lot of people have lives and families and reasons to not do that. And we're here to hold space for folks who really need to feel seen and represented.
Yeah. It's a wonderful space. I do, you know, just aside from all of the things going on in the world right now, it's a really cool bar.
Thank you.
And you've done some amazing things with it. It's over on Fox Hall, if you guys remember the Beverly.
Mm-hmm.
It was formerly the Beverly Lounge. And you've been putting on shows. You've been having amazing dance parties. You have a house brass band.
We do. And we're both in it.
Hey, yeah.
The Unicorn Brass Band.
Yeah. I owe you for that because you got me back into playing my trumpet.
I feel like I've been working on you for a couple of years, but the other band, it wasn't really working out.
Yeah. Well, now that you're in Kingston and you're literally like a 5-minute drive from my house, it's a lot easier.
Yeah. It was just meant to. The Unicorn Brass Band was very much meant to be. Mm-hmm. When a tuba player shows up at your door, you're like, okay, that's a sign.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, there was this kid from Bard who just was, he was buying an amp from me. I was like, should I do this? Should I start a new band after I left my last one? And he bought the amp and said he went at Bard. And I was like, oh, I played in the community orchestra there. And he's like, oh, I play with them too. And I was asked what he played. And he said tuba. And then I asked if he wanted to be in a brass band. And he said yes. And he didn't end up sticking it out. But the fact that I met him in that moment was encouragement enough from the universe for me to continue on.
And you've gathered some incredible players. I mean, the level of musicianship in that band is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really proud of that project. And we'll get back into it soon enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of layers to what we do at Unicorn. Brass music has always been a big part of my life, at least for the last 15 years, and just creating spaces for people to dance and to just like be their authentic selves and their weird selves. Like we have the Leather Harness Night has been really popular. People have been driving from far for some of the events that we have. The Sapphic Knights Party, which is our party for the Flinta community, which if you're not familiar is a German acronym that stands for female, lesbian, intersex, non-binary, trans, and agender.
Cool.
So we wanted to hold space for that community separate from the gay men. That felt important to us. So that's a monthly that we do. And it's been really successful and really well received. And I'm really proud of the work that we're doing there.
Yeah, as you should be. And booking great shows as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I say that we're queer focused or queer forward. So we're not exclusively queer because if we were, I'm not sure that we would really survive. We really need the revenue and the support of the greater community. But it's sort of, I joke that we're hetero friendly and that it's like, you know, it's our turf. It's our rules. You know, you kind of are deferring to what feels comfortable to our community and our space, and that feels really right and needed too, as our community has grown significantly in the last few years, especially.
But it is, I mean, it's a very welcoming, inclusive space. Like, just, you know, just be cool, just be inclusive and welcoming yourself, and you will feel welcomed there.
Yeah. And if you don't get it, then it's probably not for you,
and that's fine.
Yeah, not everything needs to be for everyone. It does feel like we need this space now more than ever. And I think knowing that it exists is something that I'm hopeful gives people some comfort in this new weird chapter we're about to embark in on. And
I think it's really good for people to know who may not have known that like there is a queer space in Kingston. There's multiple queer spaces in Kingston. There's the LGBTQ community center uptown. Mm-hmm. There's Unicorn. There's probably more that I am not even aware of.
There's Camp. Camp Kingston is also queer owned cafe, mm-hmm. and they do some nightlife stuff as well. And the Everywhere Shop is queer and trans owned. They do really amazing illustrations and artwork. there's more and more queer-owned businesses around. It'll be interesting to see what happens now if people are going to like start migrating throughout the country to places that are more progressive and more queer-focused. I feel happy that I'm a lifelong New Yorker. I feel safe in my state for the most part. And that's not something that everybody can say. So mm-hmm. I'm grateful for that. And I'm not here to, you know, we're sticking it out. We're not going anywhere. We want people to come be with us. And that's all we can really do is just hold space and support each other as we enter this next chapter.
Yeah, well said. Francesca Hoffman is my guest. We're talking about Unicorn Bar, talking about your music a little bit too. Mm-hmm. You have an album coming out.
I do have an album coming out. It's been in the works for 4 years ago was when I started writing for this record. I didn't know it was going to become a record. I've been through a couple of romantic breakups and some creative breakups and kind of a period of great growth and transformation, especially in the last couple of years. And this record is what's kind of come out of that. It's called The Aftermath, which I realize is a bit dramatic, but it feels fitting. It is. I mean, it's the aftermath of my divorce and some other things that went down and happened. And writing songs is really how I process all the difficult emotions. And I feel really grateful that I have that outlet. And then I have some really talented musicians who want to play my original music. That's still a thing that I'm like wrapping my head around. Singing isn't something that I did publicly until the last couple of years, really.
Especially,
really? Well, singing my own songs. Yeah. I was very shy about them. They are very personal songs, but I think there is a thing about turning 40 and you just don't give a shit anymore. And it just felt like this like last layer of this healing journey that I've been on to release this thing. So we just wrapped mixing this week and we're releasing it on December 6th at Unicorn Bar.
Awesome.
Which I'm really excited about.
You, I know you're a multi-instrumentalist and you're also a really good singer, which is why I was surprised to hear that you have only been doing it for a couple of years, at least, you know, publicly. How much of the instrumentation on the record is you? How much of it is friends? Did you kind of want to make it like a solo record? Did you bring people in?
I mean, I've never really played this music solo. My friend Megan Quinn, I met her, we were both in the Tin Horn Uprising, if anybody remembers that band. We were formed after the 2016 election up here and we're the activist band in the area. It's kind of disbanded. It's like a little bit still around, but not in its original incarnation. But Megan played accordion and I was playing bass drum and cool. we met each other and became friends. And then we were going to like play klezmer music a couple years back and just hang out, and then I was kind of bored and didn't want to do that, and I was like, do you want to play my songs? And she was like, sure. And so she hopped on the piano and we gave it a whirl, and then we were like, oh, I think there's something here, maybe we should do this. So I feel like she's pretty integral and essential to the project. And then last winter we brought on a drummer, Benji Marks, who really has given us like another layer of and depth to the project. So we primarily play as a trio, but then I brought in a bassist, Mark Roman, to play on the record, and he helped kind of with pre-production and sort of like organizing things for the record, which we recorded at Old Soul in Catskill.
Oh, great place.
Yeah, they were great to work with. Matthew Cullen was the engineer. So yeah, it's a full band recording. I write all the songs on guitar or ukulele, mostly guitar these days. I've been phasing out of the uke, which is an interesting transition. And there's a lot of flute on the record too. Mm. So I write all the vocals and the harmonies. Megan sings counter melody or harmony parts. And then we've been adding flute wherever possible,
yeah,
which is my first instrument.
So you started on flute. And then what you play in the brass band is piccolo as well as percussion, right?
Yeah, I'll play piccolo. They gave me a piccolo in high school and I kind of never gave it back. And I still play that thing. And it served me well in many, many a brass band over the last 15 years. I think our project is my fifth project in the brass band scene. And I've gotten to know that community really well in the city and also up here. There's a good contingent. But bass drum, I was really attracted to. I kind of wanted to be a little louder, but learning a horn is a little bit more of an endeavor. Bass drum kind of came a little more naturally, and I just really love it. It's very meditative for me to mm-hmm. play bass drum. But I love to like rip a piccolo solo because people are just like, what is happening? Like they haven't seen that before. So it's a fun thing to throw in the mix.
Yeah, absolutely. The album is called The Aftermath. You said December 6th it's coming out
mm-hmm.
with a album release show at the Unicorn?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And is the project under just Francesca Hoffman? Or
it is. Okay. It's just under my name. My and I had released an EP in 2020 that is on Spotify and the usual places. But I, this sound now, it's definitely evolved. My songwriting has evolved. So I'm really proud of these songs and excited to share them with everybody.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear them. And I mean, final question, are they more like, because it's funny, you come from the brass band world, but you say your songs are like very personal. Are they more kind of bombastic the way the brass music is, or a little bit more introspective?
Yeah, I mean, the sound is definitely more like folk pop. Mm-hmm. There's definitely some like catchy riffs and things in there. But when we were writing the bass parts, Mark kept being like, it sounds like you're singing a tuba fanfare. Because I was like, I would be singing these kind of, those would be more bombastic. So there's like these, there's some bass parts that kind of have almost a brass band feel to it, but it's set in this like kind of more quiet folk setting. Although there's like one song we did was like more of a rock song, and then it felt like it was missing something, and now there's like this kind of surf rock electric guitar line. So it's like there's a lot of different genres that are being represented in like my own special way. I listen to a lot of different kinds of music, and I think that that is visible, like you can hear that in the sound.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Are you going to do like a single out before the album, or just everything all at once?
I'm hoping to. I have like a month to pull all of this off. I'm definitely a very deadline oriented person. So the mixing took longer than expected, which I guess I should have expected.
Par for the course.
So now I'm like, okay, if I can get it mastered, I'll probably drop a single in a couple of weeks and then we'll do the full thing. And, you know, just a couple of shows, one here and one in the city at Pete's Candy Store. That's on December 15th. And then I don't know, like, well, this music is really about me and just like wanting to share this. And it's not about trying to like make it be anything or go anywhere. But if it resonates with people and connects with people, that's really what I care about most.
Yeah. Well, send it my way when it's ready.
I sure will.
So I asked you to choose a song, and I like your choice here. Do you want to set up this Bonnie Raitt tune? You said this was kind of one that you went back to a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on kind of a healing journey the last couple of years, and I'm not even sure how this song came my way, but I had kind of a more corporate job a couple of years ago before I started the bar, and I would listen to this every morning on my way to that job, which was in a windowless attic, which was fun times. And it just kind of gave me that extra little bit of gumption first thing in the morning. And it just kind of, I think, is a universal moment song, and it is applies to this moment.
Yeah. It's Bonnie Raitt, I Will Not Be Broken, 98.1 KZE.
Bye.
98.1 KZE, Bonnie Raitt, I Will Not Be Broken. Thanks to Francesca Hoffman, our guest for Friends Day today, for picking that one out. Great choice. It's MK. Friends Day is brought to you by The Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. We've got your community bulletin board right now. Del McCurry Band next.